This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The who knew what when about lead in the water system in Flint, Michigan took another turn today. One high-ranking official at the Environmental Protection Agency has resigned, and the head of the EPA, Gina McCarthy is her name, she told Michigan Governor Rick Snyder that her agency is going to be taking over the monitoring of the city's water supply. The host of our weekend show, Lizzie O'Leary, is in Flint. Take a look around and get a sense of what it's like on the ground. Hey, Lizzie.
Hi, Kai.
Tell me where you are and what's going on.
I am at a water distribution center at one of the firehouses here in Flint. And basically what happens is if you live here, you drive up, show your ID, and the National Guard gives you one case of water per household per day. You can also get a lead testing kit and a filter to go on your sink that's supposed to screen out lead. We've talked to a bunch of people. I want to play you the sound of one mother I talked to, Lydia Cruz, who is here with her three-year-old daughter, Jada, just about how worried she is about taking care of her daughter.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary that, you know, she doesn't know any better. She could drink the water while she's sticking her back. So that's horrifying, knowing that she could get some type of brain damage or, you know, affect her learning disability and all that stuff.
She hasn't taken her child to the doctor yet. Her daughter goes to school outside the city boundaries, so that school isn't affected by the water crisis in the same way. But, yeah, it's really scary if you're a parent here.
Just to be clear, you get a case per day, so you got to go back every morning, right?
You got to go back every morning, and the National Guard guy's been telling me it's really crowded early in the morning, really crowded when school lets out, and you can probably hear behind me they're moving pallets of water around.
Let's say I run a small business in Flint. What's going on there? What happens?
You are very worried. Look, a lot of the places we've been, you know, cafes, coffee shops, restaurants, they've got signs up saying whether or not they're using city water, whether they're using bottled water. One of the people I talked to here at the distribution center yesterday works at the Flint Farmers Market. She runs an urban farm here, and she was saying she's been nervous since they switched over to the Flint River water 2 years ago and has used water from a well since then. Her name is Roxanne Adair. I want to play you that.
Okay.
The day that they switched over, you could smell the difference, you could taste the difference, and when water comes out of my tap that is brown, I don't care if you drink it on live television and tell me that it's safe, it's pretty common sense that, you know, something is not right.
Yeah.
Roxanne Adair also told us that her business has taken a big hit. She was talking to the other people at the farmer's market, and she said, look, it's decimated what they were doing. This is her talking about how sales have been.
Lately, it's been financially really difficult. Our sales aren't as great. We're still paying rent. We're still paying insurance. We're still paying all of the bills that we have been paying. But if our sales aren't up, then we all struggle.
There are various states of emergency that have been declared, disasters that have been declared. There's money coming from the feds, right?
There is money coming from the feds, about $80 million, and that comes from sort of a general fund for infrastructure that the White House folks told me today. Essentially, that gets sent to the state of Michigan, and then Michigan decides how they want to use that $80 million. Some of that will be, they think, in low-cost loans. But, you know, there's still a big, big mess here that probably goes far beyond $80
million. Well, give me a price tag. I mean, what are people saying?
Well, one of the questions is, do they have to overhaul the system entirely? And in that case, the price tag could be somewhere between $700 million and $1 billion. And get this, Kai, they would have to pull up the lead service lines. But the city of Flint is very old, and so are their records. That means they don't necessarily know where the lead service lines are.
Lizzie O'Leary, the host of Marketplace Weekend, out doing some reporting this week in Flint. More to come from her next week on this program and on Marketplace Weekend next week. Lizzie, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.